The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today, we're touching on a topic that we've talked about before here on Healthy Ulster Radio, but with some exciting new information, and that is and we're going to get an update on the Samadhi Community Recovery Outreach Center and all the new and innovative services they provide to people who are experiencing opioid use disorder. And our guest is a guest who's been on Healthy Ulster Radio several times. He is David McNamara. He's Executive Director of Samadhi. David is also a documentary filmmaker. We were just talking about that before the show. And a person with lived experience, meaning he has achieved a successful and sustainable recovery from opioid use disorder. David is going to talk about where Samadhi is now and where it's going with some exciting new services and programs. So, David, welcome back to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you, Vin. Thank you for asking me to be on. We are in the process of, it's interesting because we had three phases for the development of Samadhi to create what we call a wraparound model of services for Ulster County. And we've kind of embarked on stage two and three are kind of happening simultaneously, which I'll explain.
Well, before we get to that, can you just bring some of our listeners up to speed about Samadhi itself, how and why it got started and what some of the guiding principles are, and then we can move on to where it's going?
Absolutely. So Samadhi is a mindfulness-based, trauma-informed recovery community outreach center. And what that means is, after having worked in the traditional treatment settings for a number of years, I started to realize that there were these gaps. There were these places where we were losing people, where people were slipping through the cracks. And I wanted to create a center that would catch those people that were slipping through the cracks. So the way that we do that is by creating a recovery community outreach center that right now we're open 16 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. We'll soon be moving to a 24/7 model. And it's an open door center, drop-in center. So anyone who is experiencing any type of problem with addiction, and that can be any kind of addiction, not just addiction to substances, but opioid use disorder is definitely our primary focus. So anyone who is struggling with addiction, where addiction has made their life unmanageable in their own estimation, and their families, their loved ones. So we try to cover the whole gambit. And the way that we do that is we have what we call certified recovery peer advocates. So these are individuals with lived experience like myself. Some of them have lived experience of incarceration. Some of them have, I'm just going to move from the door because we have a fire engine.
Yes, the joys of live radio. If listeners are wondering, I'm talking to David in his new space, which is under renovation right on Broadway in Kingston. So, literally the walls are torn apart and everything's being rebuilt and the doors are open and fire engines going by.
So so going back to the model, so we are staffed by nine certified recovery peer advocates. So that is a specific training that we actually do that training at Samadhi. So we've trained 73 people to date to become certified recovery peer advocates. The training itself is about 46 hours, and then there's 500 hours of on-site training. So most of the people that work at Samadhi have gone through our training as well. And basically, as I said, a certified recovery peer advocate is a person with lived experience of opioid use disorder, of addiction, of homelessness, sometimes of incarceration. And, we are really meeting people where they're at. So, when somebody comes in, maybe they're upset because they've been kicked out of their home. Maybe they're upset because their children have been taken by CPS, whatever, whatever the situation might be, or maybe they're just, you know, spiritually bankrupt in that moment and they really need to be able to talk to somebody. So I always tell the staff that one of the most important things that we do is make ourselves available to listen to people, to really, you know, actively listen to people.
And I love, and this is where the, yeah, I love the quote you have on your website where it says, "The opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is human connection." I think that says so much about your organization.
Yeah, thank you, Vin. Yeah, the Johann Hari quote that you just mentioned is really at the forefront of our, you know, of what we do. You know, quite often people are people are sent into programs, and they sit in waiting rooms of hospitals, and they go to DSS, and they sit in another waiting room, and they don't have a lot of connection, you know. So what we do is we go and we sit with them in the hospital waiting room. If we're getting them into treatment, whether it's, you know, psychiatric treatment or whether it's substance use disorder treatment, one of our peers will sit with them at 2 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the morning, you know. And because what happens is people leave. They get stressed out. They're traumatized. They, you know, they get anxiety and they leave. We also take people to court. We take people to court. We advocate for them and we sit in the courtroom with them. We take them to DSS. We take them food shopping, whatever. And, you know, the idea is that we partner with them arm in arm and kind of guide them and teach at the same time, to the point where people can become more self-sufficient as they start to work through some of their issues and some of the underlying trauma that's at the core of addiction. Another quote that is really important to us is Dr. Gabor Mate, who's one of our Samadhi board members. His famous quote is, "Ask not why the addiction, but why the pain." What is the underlying, you know, pain? What is the underlying trauma that the addiction is a way to alleviate the pain. It's a symptom. It's not the cause. Right. So that's a lot of what we do, is we help people to realize what the underlying issue might be or what the cause might be.
Mm-hmm. And when we look at opioid use disorder, and we refer to it that way because it really is a chronic disease condition, right? It's a chronic recurring brain disease that really deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. And it really also, you know, as is the case with many other chronic diseases, that you can't just take an individual out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to, you know, do better, you know, right immediately. You have to look at the whole person, the whole family. And I think that, you know, that's like a core strength of Samadhi, if I'm reading it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Luis Mojica, who is a somatic experiencing practitioner, trauma specialist, that is also our director of holistic services. You know, he has an amazing quote about addiction. And he said, you know, addiction is the inability. It's the result of the inability to know how to feel safe. If we look at it, that's at the core. I mean, I witness this day in, day out, you know, 12, 14 hours a day, you know, people coming in. As I'm doing this interview, I'm getting texts from people that are not feeling safe. And it's not that they're in any direct danger, or it's more a sense of not knowing, you know, where am I going to sleep tonight? Where am I going to get into treatment? Am I not going to get to treatment? Am I going to be able to see the doctor, you know? And all of those, you know, different feelings of fear and anxiety and not feeling safe is what triggers people to go back out and use.
Right. And how many times have we talked over the course of the years in the middle of the night, you know, with somebody like, you know, and really needing some help, and, you know, us being on the phone to innumerable people trying to get a hotel room or trying to get transportation or trying to get some other, you know, some other way of helping that individual.
Exactly right. You know, and that's, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, where they basically, you know, if a person comes in and they say, you know, I have nowhere to sleep tonight and I haven't eaten in 2 days, I'm not going to start talking about their opioid use disorder. Right. I'm going to figure out, you know, right, how to get them what it is that they need.
Right. And David, you know, you and your colleagues have been actively engaged in the community, not only with the services you directly provide, but also with all of our coalitions and community partners, and, you know, from every sector addressing opioid use disorder. Why is it so important for everyone to be engaged in combating the opioid epidemic? I know for sure that government shouldn't and can't and should not go it alone. But why is it so important for the whole community to be involved?
You know, I think the reason that it's so important for the community to be involved is that we need to end stigma. One of the reasons that people remain in an addictive cycle is that a lot of folks have very low self-esteem. They have a very low opinion of themselves. And when they encounter stigma in society with people on the street looking at them a certain way, you know, I encounter it when I take my clients into a pharmacy to get medication assisted treatment. Sometimes the people behind the counter will have a certain look or attitude. All of these ways that we treat people, we're telling them that they're not worth it.
Yeah. We wouldn't treat people who have heart disease or chronic diabetes or any of those other chronic diseases that way. Why should it be any different? And, David, we'd like to hear, a lot more about some of the new services and expansion that Samadhi is undergoing. But first, we're going to take a very short break and then come back and get into that. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and our guest today is David McNamara. David is Executive Director of the Samadhi Community Recovery Outreach Center right here in Kingston, New York. And David, before the break, we were talking about how Samadhi got started and the nature of opioid use disorder. But Samadhi has come a long way since the beginning. Can you go over for our listeners the evolution of Samadhi to where it is now, and then we'll get into where it's going?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, Samadhi began, I was making a documentary about addiction in 2015. And in December of that year, my son's best friend died of a heroin overdose. And subsequently, I think there were three or four other heroin overdoses in Woodstock, which is a pretty small town, in like a 1 or 2 month period. And the thing that all of these overdoses had in common is that there was these gentlemen were all in their mid-20s, and there was really no place for them to go, no place for them to hang out. There was no place for them to reach out and to talk to somebody. If they were in crisis. And so basically I saw a need. I saw that there needed to be, not just these, stabilization centers or these emergency rooms where we see people for a few hours and then release them, but there needed to be a consistent community center where people could come any hour of the day or night, So I began on that journey. Now, my own recovery happened through my practice of Buddhism and my practice of mindfulness. And I had, I brought many of those tools to a lot of the existing rehab centers in Ulster County and Dutchess County and had some really great results. So I decided to base the center on these mindfulness-based techniques that had saved my life. And basically, learning how to become aware. When we become aware of our triggers, become aware of the underlying causes of our addiction, they no longer become automatic and compulsive the way that they normally feel. Uh-huh. So I took that model and I, we had a big fundraiser at the Colony in Woodstock, and I was able to get together about 60 volunteers. I remember it was an ice storm. We had our first meeting and 37 people showed up during an ice storm. And I said, okay, I think this can work.
Wow. And so you just put the word out there and 37 people showed up. My goodness.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, so, I teach Qigong and mindfulness and meditation. So I took the tools that I have, and then I surrounded myself with people who had, you know, many other tools. So we've got, you know, Tibetan bowls, nonviolent communication, family therapy groups, inner child workshops, Tai Chi, Qigong, trauma-informed yoga.
And then some practitioner volunteers, right?
The people yes. Who were right yeah. In the yeah. And he, initially, it was mostly very accomplished. You know, we happen to live in an area that has a wealth of amazingly, you know, experienced practitioners in body arts and mindfulness-based arts. So, so we're really fortunate in that regard.
And so then you found a space in Kingston, right?
Someone introduced me to Jordan Scruggs, who was at the Clinton Avenue Methodist Church at that time. And she introduced me to the possibility of this space, which I will never forget. And that is our current space at 122 Clinton Avenue. And that's where Samadhi was born, you know, mm-hmm. in that space. Mm-hmm. We start every day and end every day with meditation. There's a separate meditation room there. We have mindfulness and meditation based recovery programs like Refuge Recovery, 8-Step Recovery. We have a more dialectical behavioral therapy based model of recovery called Smart Recovery. So basically giving options for people. We also have some 12-step groups that rent out space from us. Mm-hmm. But you know, we didn't need to create, you know, more 12-step groups since we have a very strong 12-step community here in Kingston and in Ulster County. So we wanted to create other alternatives and other ways that people could expand what their recovery looks like.
Mm-hmm. That's really terrific. And then, you know, you also through a grant that we helped secure through the Ulster County Department of Health, got into training certified peer recovery advocates, right, to become certified, which was really terrific. And then, now Samadhi is making some really amazing, bold new moves forward with a lot of help from really generous people and various grants. Can you talk about where Samadhi is going into the future and describe some of those things?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, there are a couple of things. Our space at 122 Clinton Avenue, over the next few months, will be evolving into an outpatient clinic, an OASIS certified outpatient clinic. So we are moving into the treatment world because I am also a CASAC, a certified alcohol and substance abuse counselor. And Alan Nace has come on as our clinical director, who is a licensed mental health counselor as well as a CASAC. And then our medical director, Dr. Meyer Hambright, will be part of this new outpatient clinic, along with some other CASACs and medical personnel. So that outpatient facility, outpatient clinic, will be housed in our current building at 122 Clinton Avenue.
And that will allow you to bill insurances and Medicaid for those who have those insurances, right?
That's correct. That's mm-hmm. correct. So it adds to our sustainability as an organization. Mm-hmm. So basically that center at 122 Clinton will remain an outpatient clinic and also more of a direct recovery center, because we work with people in all stages of recovery. We also work with people who are still in active use. So we needed to have a separation, mm-hmm. so that everyone feels safe and, you know, has a place where they feel where they belong. So that building will be based more for people that are already in recovery, or people that are there for outpatient clinical services. Mm-hmm. Now we have just closed on a new building, which is 609-611 Broadway, which is where I'm sitting right now. And this is an 11,000 square foot facility that's including space in the basement. And basically what we will be doing here is on the ground floor, the ground floor is about 3,000 square feet. We are moving all of our outreach services to the new building. The reason for that is during the pandemic, Somati was open during the entire pandemic, and the number of people we served quadrupled because there were so many more people in need. And I just think, you know, word of mouth, people heard about us. So there was a much greater need for the outreach services. And quite often the outreach services involve people who are still in active use, you know, people who are in crisis, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this main ground floor of the 3,000 square foot space will be the outreach center. Mm-hmm. Included in that outreach center. So there's a big open space where you'll meet certified recovery peer advocates who are also caseworkers and case managers. So if someone comes in at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, you know, I want to get into treatment, I need housing, I'm really hungry, I need a shower, we can address all of those things at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you have some transitional housing options there too, right?
Yes.
Make sure we cover those before we run out of time.
I'm going to get there. I just wanted to say, so this ground floor, we would have the intake, caseworkers, certified recovery peer advocates. We also have made a deal with Maverick Psychotherapy and Wellness Embodied, which is another psychotherapy term. So we will have three therapy treatment rooms on this ground floor, and we'll have seasoned therapists available for our clients probably 12 hours a day.
Nice.
And then also the top three floors of this building are going to be eight transitional housing units, either transitional housing or respite housing. Mm-hmm. And basically we are working on a program right now through the HEAL grant that the Ulster County Department of Mental Health got, where we're able to put people in motels for up to 7 days when people have decided that they want to go into treatment. Because usually you can't always get a bed right away. So this way they have a safe place to go. And then also we're expanding that program so that when people come out of treatment or incarceration, that they'll have a safe place to be while they're figuring out their next steps.
They don't have to go back into the same environment that they got into trouble in the first place.
Exactly. So we decided, because we work very closely, I mean, I think we use that program more than anyone. And one of the things about the motels, and this is not a reflection on the motels, but just by the nature of it, they're not, you know, they don't have peers. They don't, you know, they don't have any therapeutic aspects.
So security to speak of, right?
Right. So you've got active drug users and drug dealers also living in these motels. So it can be kind of dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we decided to open a transitional housing facility with these eight units where we can house up to 16 people. That would be, we'd have 24-hour certified recovery peer advocates, 24-hour house manager. We'd have therapists available, certified addiction counselors available. The stay would be like 7 to 14 days right now. And that would, again, we said that would be like going into treatment and or coming out of treatment. And or coming out of incarceration.
So, David, we are almost just about out of time. So, would you tell our listeners, so if someone's experiencing opioid use disorder or knows someone who is, what advice do you have for them in terms of what's the first step in this bewildering system where they might, or this crisis they may find themselves in, and how do they get in touch with Somati?
So we have a 24-hour hotline, which is 1-855. The word Somati, and I should memorize the numbers, and I don't, but it's 1-855 Somati, and that's a 24-hour hotline. So any type of question or crisis with substance abuse or a family member, you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Someone will answer it, and we will connect you with services. And after August 15th, our center will be open 24/7, so you can come in person to the outreach center, which is 609-611 Broadway. That's the Somati Outreach Center.
And that's between the mobile station and UPAC on Broadway, right?
Exactly, yep.
Right. Amazing space. So David, I'd love to talk to you for an hour, 2 hours, but unfortunately we're out of time. So thank you so much for the continuing work that you and your colleagues do on behalf of our community. It's really, it's really amazing, and we're so grateful for you and everything you do. So thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.